Time. We were not scheduled to pass that feed store for another 35 seconds here. There you go. Belky, watch where you're going.
Cousin, you know, this drive would be a whole lot easier if you and your clipboard and your maps and your stopwatch and your emergency flares all took the bus and met me at the wedding.
Attitude flare-up right on schedule. What did you do? Why is he pulling us over?
I didn't do nothing.
Well, you must have done something.
Cousin, I was just driving along trying to avoid getting paper cuts on my face. You were telling me, go slow, turn here, do this, and then with that in my face. Yes, how do you like it? Do you like it? Can you drive? Look, let's put a little thing for your nose so you can breathe.
Hi.
License and registration.
Is there a problem, officer?
Yeah, your friend here was driving 26 miles an hour.
I wanted to go faster, but Cousin Larry wouldn't let me.
Now, you're Cousin Larry.
Larry Appleton, officer. He calls me Cousin Larry because I'm his cousin, Larry. But I think I can clear this up. You see, I'm getting married at noon today at the Westridge Country Inn.
The whole wedding's in mint green and pink.
And I wanted to make sure that we got there in plenty of time without speeding.
They're going with birdseed instead of rice. More environmentally sound.
Are you going to give us a ticket?
No, just pick up your speed a little and good luck with the wedding, Cousin Larry.
Thank you.
Change places with me.
No.
Move.
No, I'm
move,
staying.
Move, come on. No. Change places.
No,
let's
I'm
go.
Not going to
get
move.
Out of the seat.
I'm bigger than you are,
now.
And I'm going to
get out of
that
seat.
Come
whoa! And help me move the seat up.
Move it back.
Wait, cousin, before you do anything,
Belky, please.
Cousin, wait, before you
please,
do anything.
Please, cousin, I know what I'm doing.
Not another word.
Not another word. Not a single solitary word until we get to the wedding. Thank you. Oh, my Lord.
May I speak now?
Yes.
For future reference, R stands for reverse.
Jennifer, all that screaming can't be good for your throat. You don't want to lose your voice before you have to say, I do.
What am I going to do? She's falling apart. She's not as strong as I am.
Okay, Cousin, it's going to be okay. You come over here, hold this. Give me the phone, and then you just breathe. Breathe. Okay. Say hello, Jennifer. Whoa! Jennifer, it's Becky.
Where are you?
Becky.
How could you?
Jennifer, no. I know he's not as strong as you are. Yes. Maybe you better put Marianne on. Hello, Marianne. It's Becky. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Got to listen very carefully. It's very important. If I put my hand around the phone, does it sound like I'm calling you from a cave?
Hello, I'm in a cave. Hello, I'm calling you from...
Marianne, look, you got to come down here, bring cash to pay the fine, okay? Okay?
I'm saying goodbye from a cave. Goodbye from...
Hello? Marianne? Yeah, just tell Jennifer that there's still plenty of time to get there before the wedding. Is that the band setting up? That's just her. Okay, bye-bye.
Gary, I need some male volunteers for a lineup.
I've always dreamed of being in a lineup.
No. Any other day would be fine, but today is my wedding day. My bride's a little upset, so if you don't mind.
You just volunteered.
Oh, boy.
All right, walk to the left, please.
Cousin, what this?
Tells you how tall you are.
That's funny, cousin. You always told me you were 5'10".
I am. The floor slopes.
Maybe we should tell Detective Albertson about that. Detective Albertson?
Yeah, I'm sure he knows. Listen, can we move this along? Because I have to be somewhere.
Oh, look, cousin, we've got company. Hello, my name is Balky, and this is my cousin Larry.
Balky, we have no time for this.
Cousin, I was just trying to be polite.
I'm Rudy. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Mm-hmm. Even when one is incarcerated, manners are important.
What am I always telling you?
You are absolutely right.
All right, I'm going.
Stand on the numbers.
Hi, my name is Balky. Wow. This is like looking into a mirror. If Cousin Larry was standing in front of it.
Well, this is really throwing off my schedule, guys. If we could just move this along.
Number four, pipe down, face front. Now, take your time, Mrs. Marshall, and tell me if any of these men look like the person who robbed your store last night.
That's him! The one on the end! The one with the curly hair and no upper lip!
Number four, step forward.
No. No, it wasn't me. It was probably him. He has much less of a lip than I do.
Oh, no, because he got twice the lip you got.
Belky, don't help. Don't do anything.
Line,
don't talk. Not another word.
Slipped.
Not another word. Not a single solitary word. I couldn't have robbed a store last night because I was at home. I was with Belky. Tell them, Belky. Tell them I was with you. Tell them. Talk. You can talk now. Tell them.
Are you subject to wild mood swings like my cousin Larry?
Tell them.
Well, we should make up your mind. Yeah, I was with Cousin Larry last night.
Good news, Mrs. Marshall. We have the driver of the getaway car, too. Book them both.
Cousin, you won and I'm first runner-up.
Oh, Marianne!
Oh,
I was
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, Balky, I'll wait for you. No matter how many years you rot in a stinking hellhole.
Marianne, when I get out of the big house, we'll make a fresh start. A guy can change.
Balky, will you stop it? We didn't do anything.
That's what makes it so tragic.
Stop it. Never mind all this. Where's Jennifer? Is she all right?
Oh, she's much better. She was right behind me.
Oh, Jennifer. Oh, God. Oh, Jennifer. Jennifer. Oh. I missed you so much. And I am so sorry. I'll make this up to you. I know you're angry, and you have every right to be.
I'm not angry.
Did you hear that? Am I lucky or what? I am marrying the most forgiving woman in the world.
Larry, you don't understand. I'm not angry because I've made a decision. What happened today was a sign. We shouldn't get married.
What?
We shouldn't get married. We shouldn't have gotten engaged. I shouldn't have moved to Chicago. I should have stayed in Iowa and gone into the family corn canning business.
But Jennifer, you don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I do. Larry, I've given this a lot of thought. I can't go through with this. I'm going back to Iowa.
Okay. I should have seen this coming. I fall in love with a beautiful woman. She falls in love with me. I knew it was too good to be true. Nothing works out for Larry Appleton. I'll think of you whenever I eat creamed corn.
Thanks. I'll think of you whenever I watch America's Most Wanted.
Jennifer, come on.
I'm sorry, Balky.
I don't believe this.
What's in?
Balky, it's over.
Now, wait, just listen to me, the two of you. Come over here. Come right over here. You're being ridiculous. Now, don't be. You always plan for every little thing, every little problem that might come up. And then when a little problem does come up that you didn't plan for, you go to pieces. So, okay, when life gives you lemons, make furniture polish. You're throwing away all the joys of being married for what? This is what they call throwing out the baby with the trough water. And you will regret that for the rest of your life. Now you better start talking.
Larry, I really don't want to go back to Iowa and can corn.
Well, I don't want you to go back to Iowa and can corn.
Well, you can't go back to Iowa and can corn. Your parents sold the farm and moved to Florida, remember?
I want to marry you.
And I want to marry you.
Well, maybe we could change our plans.
Well, I want to go with the flow, but I just don't know what to do without my clipboard.
You don't need a clipboard, Carson. You don't need a plan. All you have to do is know what you want and go for it. Now, what do you want? Reverend Peters wants us to get started. Rudy, please. Very nice, Rudy. Oh, okay. Reverend Peter says that he's ready to begin. He's got all the wedding guests gathered around the speakerphone. Okay, he says you should join hands. Not you. Sit down, please. Okay, I got that. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join Cousin Larry and future Cousin Jennifer in holy macaroni. Do you, future Cousin Jennifer, take Cousin Larry to be your awful wedded husband? For rich man, for poor man, for butter or moist? Well, I'm doing the best I can. This whole thing would go much more smoothly if I just married them the Meposian way. Would that be all right with you? He says it's all right with him. Is it all right with you if I marry you the Meposian way?
There isn't any livestock involved, is there?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Go ahead, Belky.
Okay. The Meposian wedding ceremony is very simple. Marianne, have you got the ring?
Yes.
Give it to future cousin Jennifer. Okay, put the ring on cousin Larry's finger and repeat after me. Cousin, I give you this ring.
Cousin, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my promise to love you and to cherish you.
As a symbol of my promise to love you and to cherish you.
And to tend the flock if you ever get a cold.
And to tend the flock if you ever get a cold.
Cousin, put him on her finger and repeat after me. Jennifer, I give you this ring.
Jennifer, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my promise to love you and to cherish you.
As a symbol of my promise to love you and to cherish you.
And to chew your food if you lose all your teeth.
And to chew your food if you lose all your teeth.
This is the part where you tell each other how you feel.
I feel really good.
No. You tell each other from the bottom of your heart how you feel about pledging yourself to one another.
Well, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah. Cousin, I know you don't have it planned, but if you cannot tell Jennifer how you feel about her now, what are you saving it for?
Jennifer, when we first met, I never dreamed that we'd be getting married. And I just hoped that you'd go out with me. And to this day, I haven't figured out why you did. Balky's right. I can't plan everything that's going to happen in my life. But I can plan on spending my life with you. I love you, Jennifer.
Larry, I went out with you because... Well, I'm sure I had a good reason. No. I know I had a good reason. You're sweet and funny and kind. And no matter what lies ahead, I want to share the unexpected with you. I love you, Larry.
Now comes the part of the ceremony where I, as official giver of the vows, get to tell you how I feel about the two of you. Cousin Larry, I never had a brother. Cousin Jennifer, I never had a sister. If I did, I'd pray they wouldn't be as neurotic as you two. But I couldn't love them any more than I love you two. I wish you a long and happy married life. Thank you. by the power infested in me, by Reverend Peters, the state of Illinois, and His Majesty King Ferdinand of Meepos. I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
This is so moving. Okay, I can't let you take the rap for me. I confess, I robbed the liquor store.
Would you sit down?